Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, women are fine dating older dudes until they get older and have to start competing with younger women for those men. Then they call those men predators and PDF files. They feel like if they can't get high-quality men their own age or older, then neither should younger women. They behave like this because of envy. Women are competitive with each other and in the sneakiest of ways, which men don't seem to understand. Most older men are unwanted by anyone, so women are just overreacting. Up next, why is this the difference between anime in Japan versus China? It probably has something to do with the Chinese government getting involved with modesty laws. Japan, on the other hand, is a gooner country. And if you think that's bad, then you ain't seen nothing yet. Here are the sun protection suits often seen at Chinese beaches. One thing's for sure, though, regardless of if you visit China, Japan, or Korea, you're not going to see a nude beach. Why are they so conservative? Number three, was it smart or dumb that Peter Parker picked Mary Jane over Gwen Stacy? Not dumb at all, as he was playing the long game. Sure, Stacy made quite the cute pog, but after a couple of kids, she would have turned into a block. And speaking of blocks, she still wouldn't have turned out as badly as Ursula. Here she is. Looks like that Slavic wall hits pretty hard. Just for reference, Slavs are better proportioned with larger noses and ears as teenagers. But as they age, those features become too big for their face. Moving on, these two guys spent $107,000 to have twins through surrogacy in Cyprus, and now the country won't let them leave. First of all, two gay men can't have twins that belong to both of them genetically, at least not yet. But regardless, this is the future and there's no stopping it. Women are reproducing enough and men need to do it without them. Eventually, kids born this way or through artificial wombs will be raised by androids. Number five, do you find women with muscles attractive? Lean in tone, but non-muscular until the age of 40. Then they need to work out and get fake chesticles and look kinda like Corey Chase. And if you don't know who she is, she makes spicy content. For some reason, the older I get, the more I like fitness babes. Someone like the YouTuber Flourish with Lauren. She's got a toned body. She's in her late 20s supposedly, but I don't know, she kinda looks older to me for some reason. Up next, here's the Delta Airlines cabin in their TriStar jet back in the 1980s. I agree that the past looks more like the future than the present. We used to care about the future in advancing technology and design. Now most people have become NIMBYs and want to preserve the past because anything new that comes out is often worse than what we had before. Sure, this jet interior looks impressive, but TriStar jets like the DC-10 are dangerous. It's also kind of cute that they thought the future would look white in the past, or straight for that matter. Number 7, Lily Phillips, known for bumping uglies with 100 men in a single day. Those are rookie numbers compared to Bonnie Blue. She has to get those up, and she announces that she's now pregnant. I wonder who the happy cuck, I mean father, is. The pregnancy test probably says everyone. I feel bad for that kid, he's going to have a rough childhood on account of his mother's hijinks. Lily Phillips is probably going to ask for all her content to be taken off the internet next. Moving on, here's another example of older women criticizing older men for dating younger gals. Dolph Lundgren is with a woman 39 years younger than him. He tells all the Karens criticizing him they were all going to be dead in 100 years, so he's going to do whatever he wants. I still can't believe he was with Grace Jones for a couple years and it was her bodyguard on her tour before he became a big star in Hollywood. My favorite role is still Universal Soldier. Number 9, looks like the Latvian president has been bought off because he allegedly said that African men were invited into his country because it's overpopulated by women. Yet at the same time, he's also supposedly afraid of being invaded by Russia. The Russians would prevent diversity from coming to Latvia and save its people. Also, why did he invite Africans? Does he have something against Indians? Doesn't he want enrichment of Jeets in his lands as well? opnik just because you were born in a specific country outside your country of origin doesn't mean that you can identify as being from your new lands. Fluffy here was born in a horse stable, so that makes him a horse, of course. Nahir is not German. Also, I don't know about you, but Fluffy is a lot cuter than her. Like they always say in the South, if the cat had kittens in the oven, we wouldn't call them biscuits now, would we? Number 11, this 93-year-old man eats lunch next to a picture of his late wife every day. This is so sad, but at least she's quiet for a change. It's tough to move on and accept change when you've been with someone for most of your life, and now they're gone and you're all alone. Gramps needs to move on because if he passed away first, you know, she would be out socializing and potentially meeting other grumpy old men. She wouldn't be a hopeless romantic dragging around a picture of her dead husband to dinner. Moving on, Denise Richards played Christmas Jones in the Bond film The World Is Not Enough. And no, you're not imagining it. Her outfit was modeled after Lara Croft, which first came out as Tomb Raider in 1996. Looks like James Bond is about to become a womb raider. How can anyone forget that cheesy line at the end of this movie when Pierce Brosnan says, "Who says that Christmas comes once a year?" I guess he was Santa delivering a special present down her chimney chute. Number 13, someone says that 99% of people would fail to guess which one of these two is a trans woman, and who is the actual woman. But from what I can see, both of them are trans women. I can tell because they've both got those man eyes. Even if they were both or are real women, I still wouldn't find them attractive, because they both look like they come from Jeetville. Apparently the one on the left is a real woman. Still got them man eyes, though. The one on the right is also a female cricket player, so they are both real women. Looks like somebody's trolling them by posting this. Up next, this is one of my favorite churches. This is located in Colombia, built over a ravine. It's built over a river as well, so you can see here, and there's nothing more beautiful architecturally than a building built surrounded by stunning nature. Two places to visit if you're in the United States that are similar are Falling Water in Pennsylvania, and the Chapel of the Holy Cross in Sedona, Arizona. But they still don't compare to the construction of this. Number 15, which country would you never visit, even if it was for free? India, of course. People say it smells awful, and the vlogs I've seen on YouTube, I can literally smell the fecal matter through my screen. Plus, the people making videos there are being followed around, and people are trying to scam them. For the majority of Indian people, their goal in life is to either live outside of India, or to be in a clean, affluent part of it. Why is it so dirty? Moving on, someone says that she looks cute. Yes, I like her long brown hair, and she can poop like a trooper too. That's so large that if she shouted between her legs, both her caverns would echo. Also, I don't know about you, but what I find even more disturbing is the lack of toilet paper in the toilets. This picture makes me wonder if she's looking for a date or a plumber. Perhaps both. Maybe an angler because you need a fishing net to remove that turd. Number 17, this woman is accused of gunning down both of her ex-husbands fatally in the same day. She looks like she's happy because you can see that smirk on her face. She was a deadbeat mom and owned child support and was about to lose her license. Now the kid or kids have lost both of their parents. What a piece of work. The fact that she got married twice shows me that there are a lot of thirsty simps out there willing to smash anything. Up next is this new Lois Lane, an upgrade from the old one. I never found any Lois Lane in any Superman film or show attractive, except for Terry Hatcher. Every other actress has been a downgrade from her. Here she is for reference. As for her personality, I could never stand any Lois Lane because they were always playing the role of the boss babe. Why do they just keep on rehashing Superman decade after decade? Can we have some new stories, please? Number 19, if you see her on the train, what would your pickup line be? With that hair and those tattoos, no thank you. I know this is AI and I know it's an anime character. But if that's your thing, then she's all yours. But women like this are invisible to me when I see them in real life. I definitely wouldn't let her drag in these balls. Moving on, meanwhile in the UK, a woman is facing a TV license conviction after her house burned down because her husband lost his job, and they couldn't afford it anymore. I'm surprised they didn't fine her for having an unlicensed fire as well. I can't wait for all the boomers to be gone because then no one will be watching television anymore. A month ago, a YouTuber I follow, Adam the Woo, died, and the lamestream media was reporting his death, as if he were a mainstream celebrity. They have to in order to stay relevant these days. Number 21, how would you spend your $100? Would you get 5 loyal goth girls? I'd get the pet dragon and the Bugatti, because with a dragon you can make any woman loyal. Then again, I'm a romantic and I'd get 2 pet dragons and the loyal goth girls so we could fly off in the sunset together. And you just know that if she decided to leave or stop being loyal up to my dragons, would just enjoy a nice dark snack. Up next, this Moosloom MP in the UK says that all those abused girls in Rotterdam need to shut their mouths for the good of diversity. But no, she didn't actually say those things directly. This is a requote from a parody account she retweeted in 2017, and then quickly deleted it and apologized. But how can we be sure that this isn't how she actually felt about them? Imagine what would have happened if a white person said the same thing about Moosloom's being abused. Number 23, A&W restaurant owners in Canada are warning that they're going to have to close their establishments or cut hours unless the government gives them access to temporary foreign Indian workers again. They say it's hard finding local people willing to work in fast food. They could always pay more or raise their prices, but they won't. Higher prices will just mean less customers, and higher wages mean less profits for the franchise owners. They bet on fast food. Live by the burger, die by the burger. Moving on, this woman is upset because her husband says she looks awful because of her pixie cuts, but she feels empowered by it. All she needs is purple hair dye and a nose ring, and her journey to the woke side will be complete. Her husband needs to shave his head or grow his hair out long, whatever she doesn't like, to get on her nerves. Women in her comment section said, she looks good and you go, girl. You know she looks awful and they're just trying to sabotage her and potentially take her husband away from her. Number 25 and the last one, should you date tall women? Well, this guy did and their families rejected their relationship and they're now expecting a baby. If he has sons, they'll probably become NBA basketball players. Maybe she's with them because he's packing heat on his twink frame. He's the ultimate short king and he kind of reminds me of this Waskly Wabbit who's obsessed with his giant girlfriend who's 4 times his size. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.